Beginnen können darf, man sagt es bei Metzi, darf ich testen. Beginnen wir mit Basic und testen, dann beginnen die Gemara. Bei Breisa, we're talking about Babari. Then we cross to Lahai, below your Lahai. Which we said, the Gemara says that the Breisa is talking about with the star that found is the star of Babari. So therefore, you have to be concerned that maybe the one who gave it didn't give it yet. He gave the karka to someone else. Now he's recording and he wants to go ahead and give it to the first one. So previously, the Gemara had brought Abai, who says, in other words, when the shtar gets to the hand of the Balaam, he's echel mefrei what was written already at the time of the chasim se'edim. So based on this, it says, haimid like Abaya. So this, it can't be like Abaya, because according to that, even by a matan abari, there's no concern that maybe the one who gave it to someone else and now he wants to back out, because with the giving of the shtar, the first shtar to the one receiving the gift, is already zechav from the time of chasim. So the lidea, why can't you give it back even shuritz since he wants to the edim where he already with the witnesses it was already zechav with the star ends up coming to him. So what would be the problem? So it says the he right. You're gonna have to say that by this the answer the gemara does not go like Abaye would have to say like. How Reb Zera resolves the steer that the Gemara brings later on. The next test might bring the words of Gemara. So you see in the Gemara that Reb Zera says the steer of the mission, the Braisa, because both of them use the word Daitiki, which sounds like Matna Shchimra. So that's how you spend time beginning to say, Matanis Ketani. It's difficult because the mission of Braisa also told Matna before Matanis, which are Matna's Bari. So if that's the case, how are you resolving the steer regarding this halacha? The Mishnah, you see that. You don't return only because the chashash that maybe he's changed his mind. He's nemlach. It sounds like that if he would say give, you would give, and you wouldn't be concerned that maybe in the meantime you give it to someone else. So by Amar Bein Tam, he says the Ma'ariv Masnit and Shapirish that the Mishnah is talking about by the Matnas Bari that we're saying that the one who gave it could back out from that is Tumah where he explicitly said that Shu Nason like Guf Upir Mayim was giving the property and the pears from today. Im, we're stipulating im layavzer that he doesn't back out from the gift Allah Hamisa until after his death. Oh, now since he could back out from the matana, so therefore the Matzi Hadrabe he could back out. So there's no concern from backing out from the one who's receiving it. And but the price is too much by regular matnasbari that the one that gives it cannot back out from it. Therefore, even if he says tenu. Look, you're not because maybe he still didn't give it, and in the meantime he gave it to someone else. Now, Rashi dachak lafarish. So Rashi explains in a different way. Says the wording v'nimlach that we see in the Mishnah regarding shtar matana, you don't have to say that it means now at the time of the finding of the shtar that we're concerned that maybe he's going to change his mind, doesn't want to give it, and therefore he can't back out from the shtar, and therefore it's meduik from this that if he would say tenu. You would have to give back the shtar. Now it's possible to explain what the Mishnah means to say is that the gabe matanas afilim amar tenu that even if he says give ein noisnin that you wouldn't give it. What the Mishnah means to say is that ishani oimer ksuvin hayu that you don't give it back at all the shtar matanam because maybe after he wrote he changed his mind and he gave the gift but he didn't give to this one. Rather, give the karka to someone else. So therefore, even now, when he's in front of us, he says, "No, you don't give back the shtar because maybe now he wants to back out from the second person and give it to the first person." So I say, "That he changed his mind not to give it. We have to give it to someone else. He wants to back out from the second one, and give it to the first one." Therefore, if he says give, unless you don't give it, now I will die to keep. But regarding shtar daitik, which is matna shchimra, which you could always back out, if he says give, nice, then you do give it, and because dafila nimlach, because even if he gave it to the second person, well, he could still back out. And if he gave it to someone else, he could back out, and the whole concern is that it's only because maybe he's going to give it now that he didn't want to give it, but if he says no, then you can give it back to the balashtar. That's what Rashi says. But says Tais is Vakash the Purusha, and it's difficult according to Rashi's interpretation. Why? Because in Kind, if that's the case, Purush the Nimloch the Masnitin comes out that when Mishnah says Shem Nimloch, it's going to come out in two different ways. Regarding Shtar Matana, it means to say that maybe after he wrote the Shtar, he changed his mind and he gave it to someone else. So therefore, even now, he wants to give it. Well, he can't give it back. So that's what Tesis says. And the contrast by the Shtar Daitiki means to say that maybe now he's changing mind, doesn't want to give. But if now he would want to give, then he would give it back. So it comes up, it's going to be two different things for these two different cases. That's one point. Pursue moreover, Le'el, previously, on the Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Kabi Get, regarding a get of a woman, the Daik, there was the Diuk. The Mishnah said, you don't return to the woman, maybe the husband was Nimlach Ben Lekash. And it fell from him to get. The Gemara was Daik over there. That if you said to Nu, then you would give back the get to the woman, even at a later point in time. That nice nevel is mamaruba, that you would give it. Now, Pashas Diga the Gemara is from this that the Mishnah says v'nimlach, which sounds like that the concern is that maybe now when the husband's gonna change his mind from divorcing, and therefore if he says to Nu, you give the get. However, the Pirush Rashi, but according to Rashi, it's difficult. Where do you get such a dig from? Because maybe this is what it means, that you could say that what the Mishnah means to say is that truth is that you never give back the get to the woman, even if the husband says to Nu, because maybe the husband already changed his mind at the time that he wrote it. Nimlach, you could be concerned. Maybe it wasn't given at all. And therefore, even if he says give it, you don't give it. So therefore, you know, and now you can't give it to her, even if he says Nu, because maybe went and fell from someone else and not from him. In other words, that if you give it to the second, and this ties to Sprogbans and the Masulha. The word benimlach sounds like sha'at in the right, so that no, now he doesn't want to give it. Like we spend the Tavit Chesmanav, the Masulha. And this does not the Zimara Basabu Kasba, Ihu Lenishachin, and after he went and wrote it to someone else. So what's difficult, what's bothering Tesis is, it's a wonder, because, why can't you say a different case? It's not clear why this is better. But Tesis asked that Shanosna Av Tchilab Matna Shchemer. Why can't you say that the father originally gave it to one person as a Matna Shchemer? Then the father himself wrote it to this person. The believer didn't give it to him. Then the father died. And therefore the gift of the first one takes effect. And the son wants it to be for the second person. And therefore he says, they give him back the shtar because the father already gave it to him and he's going to take away from the first one, shleik it in. And but this doesn't explain why this is better than the way that the Gemara says. But that's another fair way that we could have said this concern. The word what's difficult, what's going to say that why is the Gemara asking this only over here? Lefer Chamas Neaton to get Pashin. She asked on the Mishnah in Babastav Kav Samach Zayman Av. Kais Mishav Leisha, that you're right, a receipt for a woman that for the payment of her ksuba, even if the payment was not done in front of us, why aren't you concerned that maybe the husband paid her later time and then she's going to give him then the receipt and in the meantime she's going to sell the ksuba to someone else? And the chidim are beginning to say, like Hashem, that we're not concerned that lehecha should not fall the isra, which is a theme that we find throughout the sugyas. That we're not concerned in general, only concerned when it falls, and then there's a flaw. Apart le'el, but the gemara previously asked, and you basically got because of shalal leiva, that you're a document for bara, avagav the leker is, even though there's no flaw. That's not a case that it fell, just in general. But if Hashem says, what he says, no, the basla tchuye, you could reject and say that's b'shtar hakna, that it's that you can't ask that question because it's possible shtar k'na. In other words, shtar explicitly that the woman accepts upon herself at the time of the writing what's written of it, that's going to be collected in the appropriate time. So even if in truth that it wasn't collected, but it's possible, and therefore there's no concern for its writing even if the husband's not with her, because it all takes effect from the time of the writing. But over here, but then even if the woman doesn't admit That, in other words, when you find the shaver, so the Gemara couldn't answer that it's told mashtak. No, there was no concern that maybe it's muktim, because the Mishnah sounds like that if the woman does not agree with this receipt, whether she says that don't return to the husband because she changed her mind, she didn't give it to him, you wouldn't return it to him. But if it's shtark, no, it takes effect in time of the writing, even if it wasn't given. So why in this situation would you not return to the husband? So namayachzilabali, show us return to the husband. Mashma, because this that says the woman does not agree, afila in a megashumazuyev. Even if she doesn't say that it was forgery, even if she says, no, I wrote it to you, but it wasn't given. Now she says, don't give it because she changed her mind. Don't give the matzah, some of the cases of finding the receipt of the Mishnah, to lay after you don't return it. Because I say, because it was written to give, etc. So obviously, we're not talking about such a star. The Gemara was asking, well, why are you not concerned that maybe it was Mokhtar?